Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Troy Nelson, and this is Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the infectious relatability of Buds Being Buds, Bachelor. The Bachelor. I have not watched this show, under the impression I wouldn't like it. But hey, I'm open. Melina Duterte of J-Som likes it. Ellen Kempner from Palehound does not. However, they both enjoy the incongruity of taking the name of a show that so far has been predictably boringly hetero in its presentation and using it for a band that so wonderfully speaks from and about queer experience. Their collaboration, Bachelor, has an album called Doom and Sun, and it tackles imperfect or scary love, longing for strangers, the dark side of fandom, and holding on to each other while the world burns.
End of the earth will set it free, but we've got time and you are old me. We gave our bodies to the birds and bees, and now they're falling from the sky and threes.
They were already mutual fans with a little bit of an internet friendship when they finally met IRL in a green room at Harlow's Dinner and Dancing in Sacramento. It was pretty much instant and inevitable. They were going to get to know each other, and they were going to make some music. KEXP DJ Cheryl Waters asked about the first time they went into the studio together.
Melina, it sounds like when you did get into the studio that there was an instant musical connection as well. When was that, and how quickly did things start to gel together?
I think it was probably from our first trip in Big Sur, which was like 6 months before getting into the studio together in Topanga. And it was at Ellen's aunt's place, and it was, like, so beautiful, and we brought, like, some instruments, like, cute ones, like a little cute keyboard and, like, guitars, and we jammed that way. So we already solidified this, like, kind of fun, like, jamming music relationship, and had all these, like, voice memos, and we were just, like, having fun and, like, watching a lot of TV. And then 6 months later, we went to Topanga, and, like, we basically scrapped all of those, like, ideas and, like, started fresh. And I think it's because we were, like, sitting on these ideas for so long that we just wanted to, like, bring something else to the table. And I think that to me, like, showed a lot about our sort of, like, working relationship and friendship, and that we didn't want to get, like, stuck on one idea, which is my favorite, like, part of recording.
That's awesome. And Melina, you mentioned that the two of you escaped to out of the city to write this record to Topanga, and that reminds me of how you made a similar excursion to Joshua Tree for Aniko. How does a fresh environment spark inspiration for you?
I think it's a really, really important part of songwriting for me personally, but I think that's something I wanted to make clear with, like, working with Ellen, in that, you know, she's, like, worked in a lot of studios, basically, sorry. And a lot of the times, you know, they have just walls and no windows, and it could be stuffy, and I've had my fair share of, like, going into studios to, like, record music, and I think that there's, like, a different vibe, and you're, like, kind of more inspired by like nature, and like the place that we were staying at in Topanga, the back patio was like huge, and it was like surrounded by trees, and there was a hot tub that we went in every day. It's just like really inspiring, I think, to go outside and like be surrounded by, I don't know, just like beautifulness. Yeah.
And then when you came inside, it sounds like you made great use of that TV. You talk a lot this year about watching some TV together. I love it.
Yeah, we got to stop
after my
saying
own
that.
Heart. No, I was all over it.
I know, we talk like as much about what we watch as that what we watched that week as we did like about the recording process. But yeah, we were watching The Mandalorian. It was awesome.
That's great. Well, tell me what your recording setup looked like. It sounds so cozy, set up in the living room at this rental house.
Yeah, we had a big rug, and then drum set was like right in the middle. The table turned into the speaker setup with a computer. What else, Ellen?
There was a grand piano, or a baby grand, which was like one of the things that really sold us on this particular Airbnb. It was like right in the middle of the living room, and the host was so nice and like got it professionally tuned, like free.
I was actually going to ask that. Was it in tune?
It was, because he liked that. That was his idea entirely, and he like called someone in. He was like really excited to have like a band there, I think, which was like such a cool vibe to not be like worried about making too much noise or anything like that.
Yeah.
And how did your days unfold? Did you keep a tight schedule? Did you work in the day or night or day into night?
We worked like pretty short days. Like we would sleep in kind of, we were like on an 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. schedule kind of. But we would usually like start together and like get an idea going and for a couple hours and like track the basics, like the chord progression and, you know, lyrics and, or like melodies and stuff. And then we would kind of like break off for a couple hours from each other. And Melina would like do some really cool production stuff or write lyrics. And I would like write guitar parts or write lyrics. And then we would like join back together. And then by like 7 o'clock, we were both feeling usually pretty fried and pretty like wild, so we kind of would just like run around screaming and then watch TV.
We'd cook for each other.
We'd
too,
cook for each other. You know? Yeah, there was other
a
stuff.
Lot of it was bonding too.
A lot of talking, a lot of bonding.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. Yeah,
it was pretty much the two of them, though they did have occasional visitors, including Buck Meek and James Krivchenya from Big Thief. Buck lent a remarkable guitar, and James played some wild drums. The break from touring was awesome. Lots of laughing and screaming and blasting music ensued. We are reminded to take this lesson to heart. Do stuff. Do it with your friends, the ones who really see you. Do it on your own terms, but do it with support. Enjoy this time. Doom and Sun is available on Polyvinyl, Lucky Number, and Courtney Barnett's Milk Records in Australia. For this performance, recorded at the D'Angelico Guitars showroom, with Zoe Brecker of Hush Puppy on drums and Elise Okusami of Oceanator on keys and guitar and harmonies. They played 5 songs from the record. We are more than excited to present Bachelor, live on KEXP.
Biggest fear. To stop. You are a brave
You just heard Bachelor with the songs Back of My Hand and Sick of Spiraling.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Bachelor.
Shaking with her step, she's forever approaching. I'm forever in dread. Wrap me in silk and bite off my head. I should, I shouldn't say anything at all, anything at all. I should, I shouldn't say anything at all, anything at all. I shouldn't say anything at all.
And that was our live session with Bachelor. You heard the songs Anything at All, Spin Out, and Stay in the Car. Shout out to our partner station KUMD 103.3 The Basement at the University of Minnesota in Duluth. The Bachelor song Stay in the Car was featured by John Richards on the Song of the Day podcast, a great resource for new music discovery, always curated by DJs, never algorithms. Subscribe to get a new song each weekday by searching for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, check out the video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is live on KEXP.
Under the Needle is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.